Today our lesson, our scripture comes from the Gospel of John. Since we have just celebrated Christmas, I thought it fitting to hear these words. Comes from chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of God for us today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O holy God, we have come to you today, scattered about yet gathered as your people, called and claimed and saved as your people. The presents have been unwrapped. Food has been shared and enjoyed. Yet it is still Christmas. It is still your time. We are still your people. Help us today to hear your word anew with new imagination, with creativity and joy. It has been a year of storms indeed, but you are still here. And you our God, forever and ever and ever. So help us to hear that anew, we pray. Let your word come alive within us so that we might be your light in this beautiful, crazy world that you came to save. In the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we lift this to you and we say, Amen. I'm hoping that you can hear me even from the safety and warmth of your cars. If you can't, please say something. Step outside and holler if you can't hear. I came today to share with you a story. A story about grace upon grace. Those are the words I want you to hang on to from our scripture today. I have to confess, as a student, both in high school and college, I struggled with math. I was not a person who liked algebra or calculus, any of that sort of thing. I was not a math person at all. I prefer words and stories. So perhaps that's why I've always struggled, especially this time of year, with stories of salvation that seem to distill the mystery of God's grace into an equation. And you think, what exactly are you talking about, Pastor? We don't understand. Well, let me explain. Just the other day, I still get the press and banner from Abbeville, even though I live in Clinton now. And as I was reading the paper, a pamphlet fell out, and I picked it up and looked at it. And in that pamphlet, it talked about the steps to salvation. And while there were things in the pamphlet that are helpful to hear, some of it, much of it true, I found myself wondering about the steps of salvation. And I Googled salvation. And if you ever do this at home, something will come up. Steps to salvation will come up, and you'll see that there are 4, 5, 7, even 10 steps to salvation. Every website or link had a different formula, different steps. All of them, I realized, were trying to summarize the gospel, sort of like a car salesman trying to make the pitch for the best car. Now, I don't want to hurt any feelings or for folks to misunderstand me, because much of what these sites and these pamphlets have to say is true. But what I want to sort of talk to you about is also the idea that salvation and the gospel cannot be distilled into a formula. There is a mystery to the gospel, a mystery to God. I want you to hear these words from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. There is beauty in those words. You cannot distill that down into a formula or into a pamphlet. You cannot distill it down into something as simple as 2 + 2 = 4. Because what John is telling us in this passage is that long before we were here, long before our ancestors were here, God was here. God is creator. God is sustainer. God is the one who brings about our salvation. Because because we hear John continue. He says this: from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. We have received, is what it says. So in this season of giving and receiving of naughty and nice lists, let me reassure you that the gift of salvation, the mystery of who God is not about being on the nice list versus the naughty list. It's not about accomplishing various steps. It's not about solving some sort of equation, because there is no easy way to understand God's grace. It is received. I want you to hear that verb. It is received. In other words, there is nothing we can do to earn it. There is nothing we can do to earn our salvation. Not a thing. So this passage tells us of the mystery of God. First, that it is something we receive, this grace. And secondly, it's grace upon grace. In other words, there are no limits. There are no boundaries. No conditions, I should say, to God's grace. That just when we think, because in some ways we are conditioned by the world to think in terms of naughty versus nice, right versus wrong, black versus white. This is not how God's world works. We think that perhaps if we do this, if we make it to step 2 or 3 or 4, that maybe we have achieved, or we've gotten there, that we have received or able to receive God's love and grace. Or perhaps we're then worthy of it. Or perhaps we think we are broken beyond repair. Perhaps the skeletons in our closets are too many, too dark, too dreary for God's grace to reach. Or perhaps we think that once we have surrendered to God, that that is all that we need to do. That it is one and done, that once we know that God is real, that we are done, that it is smooth sailing from here. That perhaps we start to think that we've got our get out of, or get into heaven, I should say, our get into heaven card, and that we no longer need to struggle, that we no longer will have storms in our life. We want to boil it down to something simple, to numbers, to something easy or logical, perhaps. We don't understand a God who will give grace upon grace. It makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense that those whom we hate or despise or wish to be thrown under the jail, that they too could be the recipients of God's grace. It doesn't make sense that in our brokenness that God would still give us grace upon grace. Yet that's just what God does. It is not about being on the nice list. It is about surrender and trust indeed. But I'll go ahead and tell you that grace upon grace is not something we will ever truly understand. And salvation for many is not a one-time thing. For most of us, not a one-time thing. In fact, it is a lifelong struggle. Every day when we rise up, we need a new batch of grace to get us through. In seminary, one of the things we would say often to one another, especially around exams, is that grace abounds. And what that was meant to tell us is that no matter what grade we might make, that this life of ministry, this Christian life, is not about passing or failing. It's about that grace upon grace. So the next time somebody comes to you and says, "Do you know Jesus? When were you saved?" You can say every single day. How can I tell you this? Because I know. I'm a pastor who has lived it, who knows. If folks ask me, I tell them, "What time you want me to tell you about? The time when I was born, 3 pounds, 6 ounces. The time when I ran away from home but was rescued, the time that I was not in the front but the back of a police car, or the time that I moved to a town I did not know and felt unmoored but still stand before you preaching the gospel I know to be true." This life of discipleship, this Christian life, is not, cannot be distilled into a formula or into simple, easy, one and done steps. Instead, as John tells us, it is grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Struggle, get up, fall down, get up, fall down, get up again. And maybe that sounds like a tough word. Maybe it sounds scary because of the mystery. But let me tell you, there is beauty in that mystery. Beauty in not knowing or understanding. Beauty in knowing that God is beyond what we will ever fully understand in this life. Grace upon grace is a gift, and it is the best kind. For while we have unwrapped our gifts from Christmas, and perhaps the food is already gone from the feast, this best gift, the one we cannot unwrap but simply receive, keeps on giving day after day. It's something that Johnny Cash knew quite well. Favorite artist of mine, I have to confess. I love a good Johnny Cash song. And once in an interview, he spoke honestly about his faith and about God. He talked about how in 1989 at a Billy Graham crusade, he told thousands who had gathered this. He said, "Much has been publicized about my life. I have struggled with addiction most of my adult years. So there have been things said about me that make people ask, is Johnny Cash really a Christian? And I take great comfort in the words of the Apostle Paul who said this, 'What I will to do, I do not practice, but what I hate, I do. It is no longer I that do it, but the sin that dwells within me. But who will deliver me from this body of death? It is Jesus Christ our Lord.'" You see, Johnny Cash knew that God had done it all. There were no steps to master, but rather a journey to live. He knew that God had loved him from the beginning. That's what John is telling us today. That from the beginning, God has had us in mind. Before we ever knew who God was or is, God was thinking of us. Jesus, his only son, was not a plan B, not another solution to the sin problem, but rather the very first and only. God gave us his son, and through him we receive grace upon grace. Every single day. So whether you feel like you've mastered 1, 2, 3, or 10 of those steps, you still receive grace upon grace. Because while we are to surrender and trust, the first and most important step in it all is what God does for us. Grace upon grace. So the question I have for you today, brothers and sisters, is not, are you naughty or nice this season? But rather, will you believe that you are loved? Will you believe that you have received grace upon grace, that God is extending his hand to you through his son, Jesus Christ, saying, "Come to me, believe and trust that I am your God"? Will you go into 2021, regardless of the chaos of 2020, saying, "Jesus Christ is my Savior"? Will you look upon your neighbor and your enemy, knowing that they too have received grace upon grace, that they too are loved without limit or condition? Will you believe and surrender to that truth today and tomorrow and every day anew? Amen. Amen. Let us go to God. Precious and holy God, you have come to us in your Son. You have given to us, unto us, a Savior. is the greatest name ever known. The greatest name we will ever know. Through Him we receive grace upon grace. In His fullness, we see You. But most importantly, through Him You see us. You know us. You call us. You forgive us. You save us. And for that, O God, we are grateful. Help us to claim that truth not just as words in a book, but as Your truth, as Your mystery, as the greatest gift that we will ever have ever, will ever receive, knowing that every day is Christmas. Every day You give us the gift anew. You give us grace upon grace upon grace. And for that we say, Amen.